good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Saturday night in Wellington, Kapiti Coast, Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme, as always, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. We'll have good music, and we're also going to have a chat with Gavin Doyle. He's one of the people behind GAA Go, the service that comes out of RTE, where you can watch all the Gaelic games right throughout the summer and indeed the winter months live on your laptop or your iPhone, or plug it into you on your computer and plug into your television. So the GAA Championship got underway last weekend with two games, one in London and one in New York. Yes, the Connacht Championship, the first two games, London against Sligo. Sligo coming through there and late getting home, scoring a point in injury time to overcome New York in Gaelic Park in New York. So we'll have a chat about what's in store over the coming months, and every week here on the programme we'll update you on all the games that are happening throughout Ireland. And thankfully the weather did improve over there. It was a lovely weekend, it was a bank holiday weekend, so weather much better than it was, but sadly rain seems to be coming back again later this week. Up first from this new album I got a few weeks ago from Sony Music called Pure Celtic. This is a song called Silence. So let's give a listen and see what you play and see what this sounds like. Thank you. Yes, that's a singer called Anya Minogue and a song called Silence. If you've just tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that's from an album recently released by Sony in New Zealand. It's a 4 CD, 60 songs on it, and it's called Pure Celtic. And hopefully, if you're into Celtic music, you'll get a good selection of music there. Looking at the headlines on Irish Independent on Tuesday, top corner, Lancaster, I want Carberry to stay at Leinster. Joey Carberry, who's got connections in New Zealand, there's talks that Joe Schmidt would like to see him move to Ulster now that Paddy Jackson has left Ulster, and that you know, he'll get more game time there. Whereas if he stays with Leinster, he'll be back up to Johnny Sexton. So big decisions for Joey Carberry about his rugby future. Of course, Leinster getting ready for the European Cup final this weekend against Racing 92, and former guest on the programme here, Ronan O'Gara. He'll have divided loyalties, I suppose, back in the home nation or the home province, Leinster, against his club that he was playing and coaching at before he moved down to the Crusaders here at the start of the year. A huge heading in the paper today says only paupers and millionaires can afford court, according to a judge. Middle class faces financial ruin in High Court. This is from Judge High Court President Peter Kelly, and this is getting a lot of publicity in airwaves in Ireland over the last 24 hours. The cervical cancer screening scandal is still dominating the news, and the government, the Minister for Health, is after appointing a number of representatives to investigate. They're all from outside the state, from England. And I see here the woman that obviously highlighted the awful treatment that women got, Vicky Whelan, who won a case against the laboratory in America. She was granted $2.5 million 2 weeks ago, but she refused to sign away her rights to tell people about what happened to her. And she just says on the front of the Irish Independent on Tuesday, "I'm doing this for my daughter and the women of Ireland," Vicky Whelan. And some nice pictures of people enjoying the sunshine in Ireland over the weekend. And of course, Ed Sheeran, he's just done 3 concerts down in Cork. And he's going to Galway, Dublin and Belfast. But I see headlines today is of a young girl that was watching the concert, obviously from an area outside Porkeycave. She was on a cliff edge and she slipped and fell and could be paralysed. So that's terrible news to hear that breaking news coming out this morning. OK, lovely interview with Mary Black on Mary O'Callaghan's programme recently, and talking about her life and music. And here she is singing one of her, what do you call it, one of my favourite songs. And Christy Moore sings a lovely version of this, as does a lot of other people, but this is certainly an excellent one, Bright Blue Rose.
Banks of another morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. She, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dove. Precious time indeed is the only
precious time did is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Mary Black. It's a few years since New Zealand, but as I said, she was on Miriam O'Callaghan's programme there last Sunday week. Lovely interview with her, and talking about where she's going in music at the moment. She's still going quite strong in Ireland, but not travelling down this side of the world as often as she was. But, you know, she came here with the Guinness Celebration of Music and travelled, toured here on her own. And, of course, we had her son here on the programme a few 2 years ago, Danny O'Reilly. He's with the Coronas, and they're doing very, very well. Okay, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of Auckland, Planet FM studio, delayed broadcast on Saturday night in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch, and greetings to people listening all around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, the Gaelic Games season got underway, as I said, at the start of the programme at the weekend, with the first two games of the Connacht Championship played. Yes, Connacht is in the west of Ireland. There's five counties, but Leitrim went to New York to play their first game, and Sligo travelled to London. And Leitrim very lucky to get home, scoring a point in injury time, and they'll advance now to play Roscommon in the semi-final of the Connacht Championship in a few weeks' time. And Sligo, they'll await the winner of the big clash coming up this weekend that I have a personal interest in, Galway against Mayo. It's a huge, huge game, and Galway doing so well this year in the league, getting to the league final. And of course, Mayo defeated in the last few All-Ireland finals. Well, for the last few weeks and for the last few years, we've been promoting GAA Go to the listeners around New Zealand, and I know it's a fantastic way of being able to watch the games live and delayed broadcasts of them. So with the season about to get underway, I thought we'd talk to the man that's promoting, tell us all about GAA Go, and we're pleased to join Gavin Doyle live from Dublin. Gavin, good morning and welcome to Ireland Calling.
Good morning, Oliver, and good evening, local time to you guys.
It is indeed here, and we're delighted to see that there was some sunshine in Ireland at last at the weekend, so it kind of coincided with the start of the Gaelic Hurling and Football Championship.
Yeah, there was we had 3 days in a row, which is a big occurrence for this year thus far. You've probably been hearing that it's been a long winter. So yeah, no, I was out and about. It was in the early to mid-20s, I suppose, over the weekend weather-wise, and I was out and about a good bit, so saw an awful lot of kids and stuff out wearing their jerseys with their hurls and footballs and their parents and stuff. So yeah, everybody's ready to go again now, and it's great that the weather has shown a little bit of promise, you know, so hopefully it'll continue. It's not great today, but it's supposed to get normal again at the weekend.
Well, you know, the summer starts when the Gaelic Championship starts, and I know we had the preliminary games of the games last weekend, and but this weekend the real action starts, as I said, there, the big game down in Connacht, but there's many, many more games, and of course you're here to tell us all about how people can watch them in the comfort of their homes on GAA Go. So tell us just a small bit about GAA Go, how it was established, and what it's about.
Well, yeah, I suppose this year, Oliver, we're actually entering our fourth year as GAA Go. It is a joint venture between RTE and the GAA, so they're both 50% rights holders to the whole thing. So yeah, we basically supply all the games that are broadcast, all Gaelic games that are actually broadcast to people throughout the world. So we're actually up to, people have accessed us now in 156 different countries. There's not too many more that are actually listed, but yeah, no, people have accessed from there. So I know, I appreciate on your side of the world, people probably use the service, you know, a little bit more of kind of the on-demand service. You don't have to watch everything live. You know, you can get up on the Monday and watch how the game is planned out. But I suppose the only caveat there, and what we speak to our Australian and New Zealand customers, is that that's all fine if they're able to stay off social media for the time in between to try and, you know, keep themselves in the dark about it like that. But yeah, like as regards New Zealand yourselves, it's about 3% of our customers are in New Zealand, so it's a reasonable chunk. The majority are in the States and in Canada and Australia. So yeah, I suppose people use the service two ways. They either either buy a ticket, an annual ticket or a season pass, as it used to be known, or else, you know, if it suits them better and they just want to follow their team, like maybe you want to follow the Galway game next Sunday, the big football match, you just buy the games individually then, you know.
Brilliant. And, the you know, internet connections are getting better and better all the time, so you need the ultra-fast broadband or good broadband connection.
Well, a decent broadband connection, decent Wi-Fi connection to do anything really over two to maybe four megabytes, which is, you know, fairly standard these days, will get you over the hump and get you a very, very good service on it. And, you know, we promise HD as well. So, yeah, no, it's a great way to watch it. And you can, you know, if you have a Chromecast or something like that, you can actually, or a HDMI lead, you can actually pop it into your TV as well, just to kind of to get the experience of it, like you are watching it on actual live TV, you know. So I suppose, yeah, in the 4 years, we've been constantly reinvesting in the actual infrastructure of it to provide a, you know, to better service, and then to try and, you know, look into exactly how the customers are using it and try and serve them a little bit better. So, you know, we're constantly going back to our customers, researching, you know, asking them how they're using it in various parts of the world and trying to build on that. And, you know, the feedback is good. We're getting very, very good feedback for the last.
And what's it like, we'll say, on the day of a Munster final, a Connacht final, and All-Ireland final, like when there's obviously huge demand, you obviously have to make sure there's huge systems in place to make sure there's no crash or anything like that.
Yeah, well, we've about 13 suppliers all in to provide the service worldwide, so a lot of plates to keep in the air. And, you know, there's only four of us on a full-time basis actually in the office, but then that kind of swells to maybe 7 or 8 at the weekend, purely for the customer service aspect and to try and, you know, to sort out people's problems as they arise, as regards maybe a payment or, you know, activating the service or whatever. You know, but the sort of the problems or the issues seem to be fairly standard and uniform. It's just, I suppose, the volume goes up on the days that you're talking about as regards to many people maybe accessing for the first time. You know, a lot of our customer base are loyal, they come back every year, but, you know, we are seeing maybe 15-20% growth year on year as well of new people. So, you know, we've a hand-holding process for them to make it as easy as possible. And, you know, the people who use the service tend to come back, so that's always a good sign.
And, of course, in Ireland there's a debate on, you know, RTE have got most of the games, but Sky Television have games. You have to have a subscription to Sky. But on GAA Go, people down here and all around the world, you can watch all the games are on the GAA Go platform, whether they're being broadcast by RTE or Sky.
Absolutely. When you're down in New Zealand, you can watch everything. I suppose we've moved away from the sort of the season pass branding as such for our annual pass. We've moved it out to a 12-month pass. So by, you know, if you actually bought an annual pass in GAAGO.ie today, the service would continue for you until this day next year. You know, so people actually, you know, the league is growing in popularity as regards the amount of people who are streaming it, and as regards, you know, the credibility of the competition, it's getting a lot more competitive. The winners of the league are normally in the shake-up in the championship. You know, the pattern seems to be emerging. So, and plus, we made a big effort this year. We've kept the same price for the last couple of years, but we've added in two extra dimensions to the service for the people who buy the annual purchase, the annual season ticket. That is GAA Go TV, which is we've got the rights and got the copies of a lot of old classic games that we're kind of uploading on a weekly basis to kind of build a Netflix type of a resource for GAA fans for all the old classic games. From the earliest one we have up there is 1963 Hurling Final, and we're constantly uploading that. And on the other side then as well, we have a documentary library which we're constantly growing and getting back on the system as well. So there's a nice resource there for people, even when there mightn't be games on, to throw on something that might bring them back down memory lane or some match that they enjoyed that they were at as well, you know.
You mentioned Netflix there. I recently signed up to it. I've got two, a son and a daughter in different parts of New Zealand studying at university. So to keep them in at night, I got a subscription, so I was able to add them on to it at no extra cost. Now, GAA Go, you cannot do that. You can't have a subscription and share it with family members in different parts of the world, or, well, in the country, no?
Well, you can only access one user license at a time.
Yeah,
at a certain time, right? But, you know, if you were to, you know, it has been known that people do it occasionally give a loan of their pass when someone might be going on holiday or something like that to get the most out of it if they're not using it themselves. But it won't work if the access has been from two different IP addresses. Yeah. You know what I mean, with the actual same email address.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Well, maybe, you know, going forward, a bit like the Netflix. Now, tell us a bit about this Super 8. So I'm trying to get my head around it. You know, I always grew up, the All-Ireland Hurling Final was the first Sunday in September and the football was the last Sunday in September. But there's a bit of a change in the plans this year and there's all about Super 8. So if you can give us a layman's description about what it's about.
Yeah, I suppose the provincial systems in both hurling and football have been looked at. Sort of, you know, broadcasters have looked at all the games and the layouts, and the GAA have looked at the actual structure of the competition to try and, you know, I suppose their view is to try and just kind of get more high quality games, you know, and a bit more sort of, you know, a bit more gathering together of the season, a bit more kind of squeezing it together, I suppose, to try and concentrate on the club aspect as well at home, which, you know, people forget about the amount of club hurlers and stuff who have to sit in the sidelines while all the county championships play, or the All-Ireland championships play out. But yeah, you have your round robin in the hurling, which is basically a kind of a home and away situation, whereby the provincial teams will go, you know, Kilkenny are going to Dublin to Parnell Park, which is a rare enough occurrence next weekend in their first round. And, you know, each teams are expected to play 4 games in 5 weeks. But, you know, if you speak to the players, that's all they want to do. They want continuity. They want to play. And they're doing the same then on the football side of things with the Super 8, as it's called, where, you know, the whole idea being the cream rises to the top and there's going to be sort of a playoff situation as regards near the end for the top two teams, irrespective of the province that they've come from, will end up in the football semi-finals. So I suppose the idea is on, you know, more high-quality games, more evenly matched games that you know, the broadcasters want to show, which we'll be showing in turn. But look, it's our first year to be different. Customer anticipation and you know, the GAA media in general here are pretty positive towards it. The system definitely needs looking at. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things go. And, you know, hopefully the end result is just better high-quality games that are closer and two good championships, I suppose, you know.
Well, I arrived in New Zealand in 89. In 88, I was living in Sydney, and I got up in the middle of the night to listen to Tipperary against Galway, but I fell asleep, and that time was about $7 to ring, a minute to ring home. So it was about a week later I found out who won the All-Ireland Final. When I came here, there was no broadcast, so I did it for 20 years broadcasting on the radio. And, you know, it means so much to people to be able to link up with Ireland for our Gaelic games, and it was great to be able to do it on the radio. But the GAA Go, it's a fantastic service, and feedback you must be getting from all over the world, from young and old people, must be fantastic to be able to watch in and see, you know, in high definition, the colour and the excitement and the skills of the players that are on the field.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. It genuinely is a nice feeling to be able to, you know, the feeling that you give to people who are watching it with, you know, maybe, say, going from, say, US time, if the match is on at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's, you know, seems to be a lot of parents are sort of saying, I don't really want to bring my son or daughter who are wearing their Mayo jersey or whatever down to the pub or down to the Irish bar or whatever else. So I'd prefer just to watch it in the comfort of our own home, you know, having our breakfast and things like that, or, you know, watch it when we want to watch it, when the time suits us. So, yeah, no, it's great, especially with the likes of social media, Facebook and Twitter, you know, you get people sending you lovely sort of images of, you know, there's soldiers sending you pictures from the Golan Heights who are on peacekeeping duty or Lebanon, and then you have, you know, your family's over in Canada, your family's in Australia, New Zealand, etc. You know, people sort of telling you where they are, and, you know, again, as you say, just trying to, I suppose, they're linking up with home on the day and feeling part of whatever's going on in Castlebar or Souls Hill, whatever, even when they're not there, you know. So, you know, that would warm your heart to write the stories you hear back, and it's great to be providing a bit of entertainment or, you know, something that people look forward to, I suppose, during the working week for the weekend, you know, this time of year.
Yes, well, it's a fantastic service now, and I suppose it's the way to go. There was shock horror in New Zealand ago because for the last almost 20 years since rugby went professional, Sky had all the exclusive rights for rugby here in New Zealand, so basically there was no rugby games unless they delayed broadcast, and then Sky's bid wasn't good enough, so we had Spark, which is like Air from Ireland, put in a bid along with TVNZ to win the rights for the World Cup or to get the rights, and they won it. So there was obviously people around New Zealand, you know, wondering, you know, how are they going to watch the All Blacks play next year? But this is the way that sport is going, Gavin, you know, that companies like telecom companies, we know BT in England are involved with this talks at Amazon, you know, and it's totally different than what we grew up with in the 60s and 70s with our normal type TVs.
Yeah, things have all seemed to have gotten an awful lot more fractured, all right, as regards the broadcast issues and, you know, a lot of new players coming to the table and, you know, a lot of them with quite a lot of money, etc., wanting to break into new markets. So, yeah, it can be quite, you know, from a customer level, it can be quite intimidating to try and keep track on who's got what and what are the implications for me and, you know, what package I suppose that suits me best to cover off those things. It happens here with you know, in the Premiership and soccer and rugby as well over here, that a lot of people don't really know who has it. BT has it or do Sky have it? But, yeah, that seems to be the way it's going. You know, fortunately, I suppose the position we're in, we can provide which is unique enough, we can provide a catch-all for all the broadcasters who have the games just for the overseas GA market. But, yeah, everything just seems to be going a lot more sort of fractured, as I said, and, you know, it's all kind of geared towards the device that you're carrying around with you and the portability of all that. So, and I don't think it's going to be a trend that's going away anytime soon, to be honest with you, Oliver.
Yeah, well, it's obviously the way to go. You look, people, you know, most days now, they've got the phones in their hand, they're checking stuff and watching videos and all of that type of thing, but it's fantastic. So just getting back to it again, so people want to sign up to GAA Go, they can go onto the website, gaago.ie. All the prices are all there, the season pass, and if you sign up now, you get all your games for 20 or for a full 52 weeks till this time next year.
Exactly. And there's plenty of options there for different people. You know, some products will suit the various different types of GA fan, the county specific person or the hurling or football specific person, or, you know, the really big fan, they might want an annual season pass. So, you know, there's something there for everybody, hopefully, if they visit GA Go.
And a Kilkenny man, what's your prediction on the hurling? Who do you think are going to come through? Everybody was writing off Kilkenny at the start. They lost two league matches, but they ended up winning the league. And obviously, you know, Brian Cody, he's a wily old fox. He's there, and he's brought in some young players that obviously will star for Kilkenny this year.
Yeah, things are looking a lot more rosier than they were. To be fair, Oliver. Yeah, we weren't expecting much. Now they went out pretty with a bit of a whimper last year. But yeah, no, I think Kilkenny will be thereabouts. We won't get shamed anyway, I hope, this year. But I'm not sure we'll be there at the top table. I said Tipperary at the start of the year. I know they're beaten in the league final, but I think they have plenty in their tank. And I just wonder if your county men have over celebrated or they're back on an even keel now, but they won't be far away either. You don't become a bad team overnight. So, yeah, there's a few others. Wexford are handy. You know, Limerick are coming very good this year as well. So, look, it'd be great if we had two great championships, you know. That's what people are looking forward to after the winter that we've had. And hopefully now it'll be entertaining fair on both sides. And maybe somebody gives Dublin a run for their money as well in the football to even make it better.
Good. Well, if the games are as exciting as the last 5 minutes of the game in New York last week, it'll be a great season. Gavin, thanks for taking the time to link up with us. And we wish you well, and we look forward to being able to watch the games over the next few months. Best wishes now, and thanks a lot.
And you too. Have a great summer. All the best.
Thank you. Now, that was Gavin Doyle there joining us from RTE in Dublin. And as I said, if you want to watch your county team playing in the championship season, you can go on to gaago.ie and you can get all the different prices and packages there. And this weekend, as I said, huge game coming up in Connacht. You've got Galway playing Mayo in Castlebar. And here at what other games are on this weekend. There's so many games. I've got the full fixture list here in front of me. But that's the big game anyways in Connacht and in Leinster in Harlan. Round one this weekend, you've got Offaly are playing Galway. That's in Tullamore. And you've got, that's on Saturday. On Sunday, you've got Dublin against Kilkenny. That's in Parnell Park. That's on this weekend. So, and Munster, no games in the Munster Harlan Championship. I'm just looking here in the Ulster Championships, nothing on this weekend, but the following week you've got Fermanagh against Armagh on the 18th of on the 19th of May. And then Leinster, look around here, you've got this weekend, you've got Laois are playing Wexford at Wexford Park at 6:30 p.m. It's a preliminary round of the Leinster Football Championship. And on Sunday, Carlow are playing Offaly. According to this, and Offaly, then the winners of that. Offaly are playing Wicklow. The winners take on Dublin. And Carlow, they're playing Louth. And Wexford are playing Laois. All right, let's take a song from Luke Kelly, Scorn Not His Simplicity.
Scorn see the child with the golden hair but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know, can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone, his children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried, tears of happiness, the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries, tears of helplessness, and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. Face the future hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no.
Yes, Scorn Not His Simplicity, song written by Phil Coulter, sung by the late Luke Kelly there. And before that, we spoke to Gavin Doyle, who's involved with GAA Go, the marketing of it. And as I said, if you want to buy the package for the whole year, you can get on and do that, or you can go in and buy individual games if you want to watch the Galway Mayo match this weekend. I think it's about 12 or 13 euro to watch it. But the package for the year is 140, and there's you can pay it over a number of months as well. But if you want to, the games are good, and obviously, if you've got a few people, friends together, you're living close by, you can watch all the games, you can share the cost, which is good. I see here where his report says Irish adults, they're among the worst in the world for everyday skills with their finances. And it says the international, it shows that about a third of adults struggle to work out how much change they should get when they go into a shop. And then we talk here about GAA Go. It's obviously new media. It's easy to watch it on the social media. But there's a big article here in another part of The Independent on Tuesday saying that social media is the new crack cocaine ruining relationships. A leading digital educator has branded social media the new crack cocaine, which could jeopardise real life human relationships. As Gavin said there was 3 or 4 days of nice weather in Ireland at the weekend, and back to a bit wet at the moment, but hopefully it will, pick up again and you know, much needed good weather needed by the farming community, especially farmers that you know, will be hoping to cut silage with 4 weeks, and many have already ran out of foodstuffs from last year. As I mentioned, it was a long weekend in Ireland. They have a bank holiday for Labour Day, first weekend in May, and there's another bank holiday, the Whit weekend, coming up in June. There's a big debate on about lowering the level of alcohol that drivers can have, pretty much saying you can't really have to have zero amount of alcohol in your breath if you're stopped. But I see where Minister Ross, who's trying to push this through, he's basically put on rural drink link buses to run until 11 p.m. at the weekend. State-funded buses to bring drinkers home from rural pubs will run until 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. But to be honest with you, most people go out at about 10 or 11 and come home at 2 or 3 in the morning, so they're not going out that early at night. Former politician and government minister Monica Barnes, she passed away last week, and she was laid to rest recently. And I see here some former politicians and their spouses were at the funeral yesterday. All right, we'll take more music, and this time we've got more O'Connell and Trouble in the Fields. Yes, Maura O'Connell there, and Trouble Ills, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, or delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. The programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope everybody enjoyed the last few concerts of Foster and Allen. I know they played in Wellington at the weekend in Napier, and I had reports back that everybody enjoyed the concerts there on the way back to Ireland, probably there now. And hopefully they'll be enjoying some rest after a month-long tour down here in New Zealand. Normally they travel to Australia, but as Tony said, Alan, when we spoke to him a few weeks ago, they're not touring Australia as part of their trip down this side of the world, but they've got concerts lined up throughout Ireland over the summer months, and I think they travel to England as well, which is where Daniel is. We've got him coming up next thing in summertime in Ireland. He's travelling over there. Right, what else has been happening? I see that we're pushing here to get rid of plastic bags in supermarkets, and countdown have started, and you know, people are urging for more. But I see that the European Union is to push for changes to European law so that we can ban all plastic implements, you know, straws and plastic, especially straws. We can introduce a ban on plastic straws in Ireland, and you know, there's just so much plastic garbage ending up on the sides of the road and going into the oceans and into the rivers and into the beaches. So we all have to do our bit, you know, and we can start by not using, you know, plastic bags when we go to the supermarket. While that song was on there, I was just reading about the two girls that got injured at Ed Sheeran's concerts. One was taking a shortcut over a quarry or near a quarry and fell, you know, quite a big fall on her back, and she's got life-changing injuries. She could be paralysed. The latest reports coming out of Cork this morning. And another girl, she was on the ledge of a building and she fell down and broke her two legs on the ground. But lucky enough, there was a police patrol car, guard patrol car nearby, so she got guard attention or medical attention. Very good. The Eurovision Song Contest is coming up this weekend, and Ireland's Ryan O'Shaughnessy, he's got a big task ahead of him to get through. You've got preliminary rounds now, unlike we had in the past. So he's obviously hoping that he can make it to the final on Saturday night and get in and make it, you know, maybe win it. But I don't know whether RTE would want to win it. It costs a lot of money to bring the Eurovision Song Contest to Ireland. And, of course, Ireland won it on a few times there over 20 years ago. And, of course, part of the success of having it in Ireland was Ireland showcasing itself to the world. And as we said, I think it's 24 years ago since Riverdance came out of the Eurovision Song Contest, when it was held in Ireland, when it was the music for the interval. A lot of concerts coming up in Ireland over the next few weeks. Ed Sheeran there for the next 2 weeks. The Rolling Stones are in Croke Park. You've got Michael Bublé, he's at Croke Park in June. And then I see here Billy Joel, he's there in June as well. He's at the Aviva Stadium. So lots of the big international stars touring Ireland at the moment. Righto, we'll hit another button here, and we've got another song from the Pure Celtic CD.
Darling, when I think of thee, sun is on the harbor, love, and I wish I could remain, for I know it will be some long time before I see you again.
Yes, Liam Clancy there and Tommy Makem with the Leaving of Liverpool, and that's from the Pure Celtic 4 CD set, which is available at good record shops around the country. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Earlier on, we spoke to Gavin Doyle, the marketing manager for GAA Go. And as I said, you can log on to GAA Go, and there's a sample of watching a game there, or you can see how it works. And you can go in and buy a season pass, or go in and buy an individual games package. But it's all up there on their website, gaago.ie. Well, the big crisis in Ireland is the cervical cancer screening failure, and this is obviously getting a lot of the headlines in Ireland over the last 10 days, and rightly so, because so many people, women's lives have been affected. Current reports published last week, at least 13 women has died as a result of wrong information being fed back into the system about their screening that they did. The screening is all done by a laboratory in America, and there's people are wondering who got how they got the contract, but it looks like the contract was awarded when former Minister of Health Mary Harney was in power, but she's made no comment. There's been numerous people that talked to her. I tried to contact her, but I see she's certainly making no comment. And former Taoiseach is a former Minister for Health as well, Leo Varadkar, and we know that Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, he's a former health minister, but most of this happened in the last 12 years, so he's probably lucky it didn't happen on his watch. But there's a big inquiry going to start taking place. In fact, it's going to start today. There's a number of professionals brought in from England to find out how things went so badly wrong with the results of these tests that so many women, and I see there's, I think, about 4,000 women that have rang the helpline in the last 10 days, and they're still waiting for answers. The other big issue facing Ireland is the referendum on the 25th of May to abolish the Article 8 of the Irish Constitution, which gives equal rights to the unborn as well as to the mother. And this is the, you know, political leaders are have come out and voiced their own opinions on what should happen. And we know that Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, has come out and said that he'll be proposing that people vote yes to change their article and change the constitution. But I see about 25 of his TDs and senators and councillors had a group photograph taken the other day, and they're all promoting a no vote, not to change the constitution. And I see that the Catholic Bishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, he has given a big interview to the Irish Independent earlier this week, and he said, "Abortion vote is not a matter of private choice, but of common good," says Archbishop Martin. He's urging people to think before they tick the box on the 25th of May of what they're doing, and to think that, you know, he doesn't want Ireland to have liberal abortion rules. And I see another bishop, the Bishop of Ossory, he's come out, Bishop Dermot Farrell, and he said, "Absent form, fathers blamed for so many terminations." So it's a, it's an issue that's obviously widely debated across Ireland, and it looks like there's, in rural Ireland, it'll probably the people will vote no, but in urban areas, people will probably vote yes. And I heard people being interviewed at the weekend, young people travelling from as far back, far away as Canada and America, England and many countries in Europe, to come back to vote as they did when they had the same-sex referendum in Ireland a few years ago. So at this stage, it looks like that the yes people have a lead in the opinion polls, but obviously the pro-life organisations are urging people to come out and vote and to vote no, so that the life of the unborn can be protected as well as the life of the mother. Right, we'll take a song this time. Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing all about summertime in Ireland. Take it away, Daniel.
I woke up this morning, another sunny morning, and gee, it's good to be alive. Pulling back the curtains, knowing that for certain, it's going to be another lovely day. Strolling through the hedgerows, my true love on my arm, hear the songbirds singing in the trees. Walking down the country lanes in the afternoon, see the lambs a-playing in the fields. 'Cause it's summertime again, the winter days are over, flowers they are growing in the garden once again. Roses they are blooming, the trees no longer bare, 'cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. If you're living here in Ireland, it's sights like this you'll see, with scenery that is beyond compare. My favourite time of year is when the summer's here, the best of all the seasons, I declare. 'Cause it's summertime again, the winter days are over, flowers they are growing in the garden once again. Roses they are blooming, the trees no longer bare, 'cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. It's summertime again, the winter days are over, flowers they are growing in the garden once again. The roses they are blooming, the trees no longer bare, 'cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. It's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there.
Summertime in Ireland. Well, let's hope that the sun does come back. Three beautiful days of fine weather at the weekend, but they need many, many more. And there's a postman, I think, in Donegal that's predicting the first part of May was going to be wet, but from then on it was going to be really good weather. Well, let's hope the sun will shine in Castlebar on Sunday. I see where Stephen Rochford, the Mayo manager, he says the Connacht Crown is our big priority for us at the moment, not looking ahead to All-Ireland finals or anything like that. And Anthony Cunningham, former Galway star and Galway manager, he's now the coach of the Dublin team, and he sees some great talent coming through in underage in Dublin, and he thinks there's players there that'll be as good as players from Galway and Kilkenny in the not too distant future. Of course, this weekend they've got preliminary games. Galway are playing in hurling. Let me have a look here. Round one, Offaly are playing Galway in Tullamore, and Dublin are playing Kilkenny this weekend. So big games coming up. But the biggest football game, as far as the men from the West or people in the West are concerned, is Galway against Mayo in Castlebar. And obviously up in Ulster, we've got some games happening up there. I'm looking at Fermanagh. No, that's the following week. You've got this weekend, Donegal are playing Cavan in Ballybuffet, and the winner of that game takes on Derry in a few weeks' time. All right, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their support. And if you want more information about GAA, go log on to their website and you'll get all the details there. If you're a Leinster rugby fan, no doubt you'll be tuning in to watch the game this weekend when they take on Racing 92. And that game, I'm pretty sure, will be on one of the Sky Rugby channels. But you can hear it, the commentary on RT Radio. Mikey Corcoran does fantastic commentary, and you'll be able to hear him commentate. And of course, this time last year, we were preparing for the Lions to come down here. But this year, Ireland touring Australia in June, and France coming down here. From me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Look forward to talking to you again in a week's time.